Welcome to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP, the federal leader in retirement planning seminars sponsored by WEPA. Join NITP for an hour of plain talk on planning your future. You've got questions, they've got answers.
Welcome to NITP's For Your Benefit. We're here with our usual weekly shows devoted to the federal health care plans. We're talking to the good folks from Kaiser Permanente. Is that the way you pronounce it?
Okay. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and John, you've been coming on for a long time, 7-8 years?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably been about at least six.
So. Okay. Yep. All right. John Patrick, he's the director of Kaiser's federal health care plans and brought along a doc, Dr. Michael Horberg?
Yes.
Okay, I did it right. All righty. And so we got the marketing side and we got the techie side down. And of course, we have the techie side down with Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefit Director, NITP, co-host of this show. And she knows all this Medicare business and health insurance business. And she asks great questions. And I learn a lot. I hope you all do too.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. All righty. So, we'll throw some softballs out, and then we'll get to the hardballs later. All righty. How many plans does Kaiser offer to federal employees?
Well, we have two options that are a high option and a standard option. And it's actually really easy to cover these, Bob, because those two plans have the exact same benefits. So the differences between those two plans is how you manage your money. So if you use the high option, if you use healthcare more often, you might like the high option. Costs a little bit more to have it, but it's less expensive when you go to use it. So it's only $10 to go see your primary care physician, which is one of the lowest copays in the federal employee health benefit plan, and $20 to see a specialist. And the cost is average amongst other plans. And then the standard option is actually the lowest cost HMO available to federal employees, and it's only $20 to go to your primary care physician and $30 to go to a specialist. So it's about managing your money. The high option costs a little bit more to have it, but less when you go to use it, and the standard options, vice versa, cost less to have it, a little more when you go to use it.
Okay, so what's the profile of somebody that would go to one or the other?
I would say that somebody that might be using healthcare more often, especially medications and things, they might lean more towards the high option versus the standard option.
Okay, is a younger group versus I drive Tammy nuts with this, the beginning career, mid-career versus pre-retirement. Does one of these fit better into one of those groups?
I can tell you that we do have a younger population in our standard option. But I also think part of that is because our high option has been around longer. So, we've talked about this before. Dr. Horsberg and I have talked about this before, where, you don't know when you're going to need healthcare. You can't predict when you're going to use healthcare. So, it becomes difficult. And a lot of the time, the decision's really kind of around how a person wants to manage their money, their peace of mind, whether or not they want the higher or standard option. I don't think an age typically determines it, because you could be young and think you're really healthy and not know that you could be sick. So,
John, I know Kaiser's an HMO. And what parts of the country do they service now? Because I know their regions have expanded over the years.
Yeah, we're here in the Mid-Atlantic states, which includes Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. We're in Georgia, Colorado, Northwest, Oregon specifically, and California, as well as Hawaii.
Yeah, I hear California is where you're really saturated because you've been there from the beginning, right?
Yep, that's where Kaiser Permanente first started. We have 45% of federal employees in the California market are with Kaiser Permanente.
Wow.
Yep, it's a very significant presence out there. In fact, that's where Dr. Horberg is from. He came from California. In fact, I'll let him talk for a minute about how he got into the business and how he ended up with Kaiser Permanente.
Well, it's interesting because I came from private practice in Chicago, and it's hard when the first thing you have to look at in the morning is your checkbook versus looking at the patient charts. And then when I came to Kaiser and was really able to start just centering on patient care, it really makes a big difference. And that's why I think some of our most fervent supporters among the physicians are those of us who came from private practice. We're able to do the right thing, worry about evidence-based medicine, getting the patients cared for and seen, and then and yet be able to have a very good professional life, quality of personal life, and guaranteed salaries, which is in many respects many of our similarity with our professional, our federal partners, you know, the mission-driven.
Well, I think Tammy and I sit on that side of the fence as well. And you're right. The first thing in the morning, oh, how much work do I have today, et cetera. And it takes your mind sometimes off the prize. The prize is helping people. I'm
Absolutely.
Not saying it's in a total detour, but you're right. You're always, okay. Nice comment. All righty. So we got another thing. Are there any advantages of one option versus the other? And we have an email on that already. So please discuss Kaiser and Medicare. Would like to hear the pros and cons of Kaiser Medicare Advantage versus maintaining regular Kaiser and signing up for Medicare Part B. Whoa.
To start things off, we're talking about probably a retiree in this case, which makes a difference. So if it's a retiree, that means if they do take Medicare, Medicare is their primary payer. And then if they have Kaiser, Kaiser would pay second. And Kaiser, I guess to further complicate the situation, has the federal plan, which offers a Medicare type of program, but Kaiser also has Medicare Advantage plans, which are outside of the federal program. Now, I know from experience that if you're a federal retiree, you're going to want the Kaiser federal plan, right? Not the Medicare Advantage plan that's on the private sector. Wouldn't that be the way
to go?
That's
correct. That's correct. And yeah. In the feds, we offer a Medicare Advantage plan as well.
Yeah, it's called that, but it's within the federal health benefit program.
That's exactly right.
And do you need to enroll in that separately?
You would. You have to have Part B to be eligible to enroll in the Medicare plans that we have. That's a cost plan here in Mid-Atlantic and an Advantage plan in all the other regions. And as long as you're enrolled in Part B, what that does is it reduces, as long as you have Part B and enrolled in our Medicare plan, which has no additional cost because you're paying for Part B, it lowers the copays. In some cases, and on the high option, for example, it takes the copay from $10 to zero. And on the standard option, it lowers the copays in half. So because you're paying for Part B, the value of that comes out in a reduced fee for when you go to use the plan. So your copays are going to be significantly lower than if you were a commercial federal employee.
Right. And so when you're signing up during open season, if you already have Kaiser, either standard or high option, you would just stay in that plan.
That's correct.
But when you turn 65, would you contact Kaiser to let them know that you've enrolled in Medicare?
Oh, Kaiser will contact you.
Oh, they will contact you. Okay. They know how old
have
you are.
Have no fret.
And so if you have a family where it's you and your spouse, and let's say I'm turning 65 and my husband's 63, I would get those advantages, and then he would wait till he turned 65 to roll into that same program.
That's exactly right. And in that circumstance and in that scenario, if you were on the high option, you would pay $0 when you go to see your doctor, when you go to see your physician, and your husband would pay the $10 to go see the physician.
Yeah, and I think the hard thing for people who are turning 65 to rationalize, I guess, is the fact that they're going to pay about $105 a month for Medicare Part B, in addition to continuing to pay their premium for their health insurance. So they're trying to figure out, am I getting my money's worth? And I think when you turn 65, you know, hopefully you're still in good health and you don't go to the doctor as often as you might in another 10 or 15 years. So I think it's almost a catch-22.
It is. And we're asked this question all the time, and as I'm sure you have been as well. And it's almost impossible to answer because it really comes down to an individual circumstance. Mm-hmm. And there is not a blanket answer for everyone out there because we don't understand different people's circumstances and whether there's, you know, going to retire to Florida that might change things for them,
right.
Whether they want to pick it up later, in which case you would incur, you know,
penalties
a penalty.
For Part
so,
B, yeah.
And you need to take those things into consideration. So it's as long as you understand how it works and what it all does, You can make your own educated decision on whether or not you need Part B.
Yeah. I always tell people to think like an 85-year-old, because when you're 65, you may not need skilled nursing care. You may not need durable medical equipment. You may not need to be in the hospital for extended periods of time. But when you get to those ages where chronic illnesses are more the norm, then you really see the beauty of your health plan and how it coordinates. Wouldn't that be right, doctor?
Absolutely. But I think it's also important to point out that when people get to 65, it may also be a loved one now that is starting also to need it. And we, you know, as we get older, even at 65, a lot of us have may have low intensity, but certainly chronic medical conditions that will include chronic medications, regular follow-up, emphasis on preventive care, whether it be colon cancer screening, breast cancer screening, which I'm proud to say are things that we do exceptionally well, in fact, ranked number one nationally in that. But it's really important that you not just think about also the catastrophic moments. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sometimes how people think about it. And that's only one aspect of it.
Right.
And we'll talk more about the subject of quality in a little bit. But I do want to mention that, you know, when you look at your health plan options and you're looking at your Medicare options, it's always important to go to CMS and look at the quality ratings of the plan that you're choosing as well. You will find that Kaiser Permanente's got the
five-star rating. I've seen that.
And it's the only five-star rating in Maryland. So
what's
in
the
Maryland,
criteria
D.C., and Virginia.
For that?
It's made up. Well, actually, I'm going to let Dr. Horberg talk
about
that.
So it's made up of measures from of quality, whether it be care of certain diseases, screening for certain chronic conditions, access to care, satisfaction with your providers and stuff, all of which were linked from one to five stars. And Kaiser Permanente, we are very proud to be the five-star provider within this region, also in many of our other, in almost all of our other regions too. So for us, that's very important.
Yeah, I guess for people who don't understand Kaiser, could you explain like what that means when people say it's one-stop shopping?
So we're very, it's an integrated care system. The way I like to think of it is we're your doctors, we're your all your care needs, and the insurance is the currency. So we have our own set of doctors, we have our own set of pharmacies, radiology, full spectrum of radiology, including MRI, every other procedure you would need. We have our own ambulatory surgery centers. In some regions, unlike our West Coast, we also own our own hospitals. Here, we have a very close-knit, contracted network of really high of the superior hospitals in the area, where if you get admitted there, in fact, you are cared for by Kaiser Permanente doctors, following Kaiser Permanente evidence-based medicine care.
Actually, an email just came in and said, could you explain the company's integrated system and what it means for the patient and healthcare providers? You all are, what do you call that, a premonition?
Yeah.
You knew it was coming in. And we're going to take a break in a second. But for those of you all listening, you can email us questions at your benefit@nitpinc.com. For your benefit at nitpinc.com. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll join you back in just a minute.
The responsibilities of balancing a federal career and family life can be overwhelming. How can you assure your family will live well amidst life's transitions? WAPA, a nonprofit association serving the needs of federal civilian employees since 1943, in partnership with NITP, the national leader in federal benefits, financial literacy, and pre-retirement training, provides answers to your personal planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit, Mondays, 10:05 a.m., for ideas that could change your future. WAPA members can now access frequently asked questions on key financial and retirement planning topics at waepa.org. Is your life on track? WAPA members also receive Fed checks, educational checklists for every stage of life and career. Visit WAPA today at waepa.org. WAPA is a proud sponsor of For Your Benefit, presented by NITP, Mondays 10:05 to 11 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m.
Welcome back. And we're here with two folks from Kaiser Permanente, John Patrick, Director of Federal Health Care Plans for Kaiser, as well as Dr. Michael Horberg. And if you've been listening, which I hope you have, if you haven't, you go back and listen to it once it gets uploaded. We had a great discussion prior to the break, and Tammy Flanagan. And let's get back into it. Where were we before we took the break?
Now, somebody had emailed about our integrated care delivery system, what that means. And I'm just going to add on to some of the things that Dr. Horberg mentioned. We have 29 different facilities across the region. I shouldn't say different. Most of them are the same. But there are a few exceptions with some of our larger facilities. Our facilities have a lot of the services in them, and that's really makes us unique. When you go to a Kaiser Permanente facility, you'll see that not only is your physician there, but the labs are there, the x-rays are there, the pharmacy's there, and that makes it really convenient and easy to use. Years and years and years ago, 7-8 years ago when I first started working at Kaiser Permanente, I'd go to an open enrollment meeting and somebody would come up to me and say, are you that plan with all that stuff in one building? And I'd say, yeah. And they'd say, oh, I don't want that. And I said, but wait, they're gone. But now, in a day and age where most of us are willing to pay a little bit more for convenience, mm-hmm. we're that plan that has That's everything right. in one place. You know, we have it all together. And not only is it all in one place, but the big difference between Kaiser Permanente now and Kaiser Permanente then is it's all connected. And that's a really exciting part about Kaiser Permanente and why it's so different. If you haven't had Kaiser Permanente in the last 3 years, Dr. Tom Tesserero, quote from him, you haven't had Kaiser Permanente because it is so different because all those services are connected now. So when you walk across the hall because your doctor wants you to get an x-ray and they take an x-ray, it's not a film or a disc or anything you go back to the doctor's office with. It's going into your medical record. Mm-hmm. So when you walk back across the hallway to go see your doctor that you just saw, that sent you to get the x-ray, he's pulling up your medical record, and there's your x-ray in the medical record. So
let me expand on that because I think that also speaks to our strength when we talk about integration. So if I saw, last Friday, I saw a patient I needed to also have them to see orthopedics. We, through our computer system, I go ahead and put in the consult and schedule that appointment while the patient leaves the room with 40% being same day, next day. Mm-hmm. So that's already immediately higher level of service. If you're already at the doctor's office, you don't want to have to keep coming back and forth. And because we can co-locate so many of these services, additionally, you can make your appointments, communicate with your doctors, refill prescriptions all online, mail order to your house through our kp.org website. And we have a full health library there of really useful topics for our patients. I should know I wrote some of them. So
that's all right. Great. Well, I can really relate to that story because I had to go last week and the doctor said, you need to get an MRI. So I was like, okay. So I got the order and I called the place and set up the appointment. And the day before my appointment, she calls back and she says, well, your insurance company refuses to pay for that. You need to go get a chest x-ray first and then get the MRI. It's like, oh, and I still haven't had it done because it's all this rigmarole where I can see the advantage of going to see the doctor at Kaiser who knows what's covered and what's not covered and gets the proper treatment. I probably would have had it done already.
And let's do the right thing the first time. If what you need is an MRI, let's go get the MRI. Let's not do these sub-steps that are not going to lead to you not getting an MRI.
Right, because I still don't know what's wrong, why I have this pain.
Whoa. Okay, we got two questions here that I think are interrelated. Can anyone join or do they have to live in a certain area? It's question one. And question two, as an HMO with a local network, what if you're traveling or working out of the area? Not necessarily traveling, not necessarily living in the area, but what if you're working outside the area?
Yeah, so as long as you live or work in the area, you can join Kaiser Permanente. So that answers question number one.
Okay.
And question number two, any of the FEHBP plans cover you for emergency or urgent care services worldwide, including Kaiser Permanente. So we all cover you. You're covered regardless of where you are. As long as it's urgent care or emergency services, you're always going to be covered.
Okay. And then if you were traveling but outside of a Kaiser area, whatever the local doc is, they can access the records?
Our electronic medical record system mm-hmm. is exclusive to Kaiser Permanente physicians. But there is a way to work or get that information from our member services. So if you are at an urgent care center or emergency room someplace else outside of a Kaiser Permanente mm-hmm. region, they can call member services, and member services can provide that care team with some of their medical record history.
And a couple other things about that. First off, especially like now, if your kids are at college, we're also more fully developing our telemedicine and what we call house calls. So there could also be a video visit, perhaps. Many of those things doesn't necessarily require a hands-on. Additionally, if you go through kp.org, your list of medications will be there. So that's also another thing. But of course, always calling through our call center. You know, we want the doctors, your primary care physicians, want to know what's going on so mm-hmm. that they can help. They can help.
Okay. Yeah, the video doctor visit. I'm hearing more and more about things like that because I have a friend that lives in Alaska, and that's how his kid's pediatrician is not even in Alaska, but they do the video calls.
I would say Kaiser Permanente started doing that this year. Mm-hmm. The big difference between us and everyone else is the way everybody else has been using that is, you know, you may not get the same doctor each time, and those right. doctors really don't know you.
Right.
Whereas, and this is the big difference at Kaiser Permanente, you may not get the same doctor every time, but that doctor knows everything about you because mm-hmm.
it's in your medical record.
I actually just did a video chat with a physician recently, and I was so impressed. I called member services and told them that I had this bug bite on my mm-hmm. arm, and and that it was like kind of spreading. So I wanted to get it looked at, and through a series of questions, the nurse came to the conclusion that I was eligible for a video chat if I mm-hmm. didn't want to go into an urgent care center. And it was a Sunday afternoon, and I said, okay, I'll do that. And I got an email saying, click on this link at 2:30. I clicked on the link. It opened up, and a physician is on the top screen of my iPhone, and I'm on the bottom part of the iPhone. And what he sees on the other side is he sees me on the top part of his computer screen, and on the bottom part of his computer screen, he's got my electronic medical record. And he goes through the consult. He has me show him the bug bite with my phone camera. and he says you need some over the counter cream and some antibiotic. He filled a prescription for me and sent it to the pharmacy right there and then. And then when I thought we were done, he says, Mr. Patrick, I see here you haven't been in to see us for quite a while for your physical. So I called me out on that, and he think about this. This is pretty impressive. A physician scheduled me for an appointment with my primary care physician to get my physical. I mean,
all on a phone call.
What Absolutely. Physicians do you know are going to schedule you for an appointment?
Right. I mean, They'll refer you to the front office.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was just a really pleasant experience. And I didn't have to go anywhere. And I didn't have to get in the car and deal with any traffic. And the neatest thing about it just didn't cost me anything.
Yeah.
There's no copay for it.
Wow.
$0 copay. So it was a fantastic experience.
It's amazing.
All right, let's take a little bit of a right or left off the focus that we've just done, and talk about dental and vision benefits. Do you provide them?
We do. We actually have both dental and vision included in our plan. With the dental, we use we contract out with a company called Dominion Dental. So you have to go to a Dominion dentist, but when you do, it's $30 for a preventive care visit. And then it's a discount off the services. So this is not comprehensive dental. It's included in your plan, in your health plan. You know, if you're looking for comprehensive dental, I would certainly point you towards a FedVIP program.
Mm-hmm.
But it does cover dental,
needs.
Yeah, basic needs. And then the vision also has a discount on vision services. And I mentioned earlier, not all of our most of our centers are the same, but some of them are a little bit different. We do have centers that have vision services and really nice optometrists and displays. They sell the glasses and the contacts and stuff all there at some of our centers. And while I'm at it too, I failed to mention that a few of those centers that we have are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for urgent care services.
And at those hubs, what we call our hubs, those centers also have 24/7 pharmacy. So we're really cognizant of the fact that some people do not work just traditional 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Or don't just get sick during the day.
Yeah, people have that nasty habit of getting sick at night.
In the middle of the night.
And those hubs are specific. There's one in Tysons, Gaithersburg, Cap Hill, right next to the metro. there's also one in Largo and then in southeast Baltimore.
How about outside of this vicinity? Are there cities, same thing?
All the other regions have medical centers in them as well. In fact, the one region in Colorado Springs, put the first center in a year ago. So that were the only Kaiser region that had a contracted network, but now they have a hub in Springs as well.
No, was it last year or was it the year before you took us on a tour of the new facility down on Capitol Hill?
That was last year.
And that was amazing. Yeah, yep. So that was brand new, and I think you said there was one opening in the Tysons Corner area as well.
Yep. That's open now. The Tysons is open. And then we renovated the Largo Center, and the Largo Center is actually our largest center now.
Wow. Really?
Here in the Mid-Atlantic. Yep.
Crazy.
And all of those are open 24 hours a day with urgent care, pharmacy, lab, and x-rays.
So is Kaiser growing then, would you say?
We are very much growing. We are now 525,000 members, and we anticipate even a much larger growth. And may I also remind for my science partners, the one in Gaithersburg is very near and to the NIH facility, as is then our Kensington office very near at NIH.
That's good for those federal employees who work up in that area.
All right. Can I go back just to these Dominion Dental? Is Dominion Dental a facility where you would go, or is it a program and they have docs underneath it and dentists underneath
it? Yeah, it's a traditional dental program where there's contracted doctors that are Dominion dentists. Yep.
I think Dominion is one of the FedVit plans as well.
It is.
If you wanted more comprehensive dental, you could still stay with those doctors.
That's correct.
Dentists. Yeah.
Yep. They joined this year.
All righty. Talk about where you get care as a Kaiser member. Relevant questions. Where can a member get their care? And I think we've already talked about that. And it's depending on your geographic location, it's whichever place you pick. In other words, if we're in the northwest side of D.C., we could also go to Largo, correct?
Yeah, so you would pick a primary care physician when you join Kaiser Permanente. But doesn't mean that, and you would typically see that physician as well. But I live in Crofton, Maryland. My primary care physician is in Annapolis, Maryland, and I work in Rockville, Maryland. And yes, I have the worst commute in D.C. I'm not proud of it, but when I don't feel well, it's not convenient for me to get to Annapolis because Annapolis has regular 9 to 5 hours. So I can call member services or email my physician either way and get an appointment at the Kensington Center, which is much closer to my office. Mm-hmm. And I could go there at lunch or at 1 o'clock or something and just go there and come back to the office. The nice thing about it is when I go to see that physician again, he's got my medical records so they can see, you know, if I'm on any medications or if I've been seen for something else or, you know, if this is a reoccurring thing. He doesn't know me. He or she might not know me, but they know about me, right. Which is the key point to all of it.
Well, in many respects, they do know you because they do have the records there. And even like on your video visit, they can say, you know, it's time for you to have these preventive measures. Mm-hmm. But I think if I could just expand on that a little bit, we are now, you know, we have now, people used to think, oh, you go to Kaiser for your primary care, but then for anything specialty, they'll send you out. That's just not true anymore. We have almost all of the 50 medical and surgical specialties, whether it be obstetrics, gynecology, and reproductive genetics, whether it be oncology, infectious diseases, pediatrics, or adult medicine, and we get you to see the care you need by docs that are being ranked by our members as 9 or 10 out of 10 on these national scales, the highest rankings in the area. We're very proud of that fact. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if you look at in the local public magazines, whether it be the Washingtonian, Baltimore, or the Northern Virginia News, you know, our docs are getting ranked as the top docs in the area. And I'm exceedingly proud of my colleagues.
Well, you should be, and we have a phone call to be proud of.
I'm a longtime listener of your show for your benefits, so I like how you bring on the guests here. And I just want to point out that I am a Kaiser member also. And what happened to me, just want to point this out, what happened to me when I went in for a flu shot, my wife, she always pulled me in now, I'm over 55, and get a flu shot. So we got it. And then they did look at my record also, and they all of a sudden said, look, we want to have you in for a physical. And I haven't been in for a minute, though, but all of a sudden I ended up getting scheduled for a physical and came right in and got that. But I just wanted to point out the outstanding service I do get from Kaiser. But the only thing I do want to say is that I think we need to work on the parking situation in Largo. I know that's probably the largest one on the East Coast, that particular facility. They've done an outstanding job of constructing that. But the parking now, they even extend the garage even three more floors higher, though. But just want to let them know that we do get outstanding service from them.
I really appreciate that. And, yes, we hear you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks
for your call.
Thank you for being a member.
And thanks for the show. Really appreciate the show.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. All righty, we have two more emails. One question is, are there any plans to expand Kaiser to Delaware?
Not right now, not at this time. I don't know what the future could hold in 6 or 8 or 10 years, so I won't say no. But at this point in time, expansion to Delaware is not in our plan.
Okay. And the second one is, does the Kaiser Federal premium stay the same after you enroll with Medicare B?
Yes, the premium stays the same, but your copays go down. Your copays are reduced. That's the advantage to getting Part B with Kaiser. Is that we reduce your copays and the high option down to zero to see your physician and on many other of the services as well. So,
Do the prescription copays also get reduced?
They do.
Yeah,
they do. Yep.
Because that's where people, I think, could save a lot of money if they have Medicare and they're filling two or three prescriptions.
You're 100% correct.
Yeah.
Yep, you're 100% correct. That's where you really get your savings. Mm-hmm. And I actually want to go back to something the caller mentioned. With the scheduling of his wellness exam, that happens on purpose. That doesn't happen by accident, and it's a program that that is built into the electronic medical record, and simply we'll simply call it. It's our in-reach and outreach program. So when he came into the center, that's an example of our in-reach. So anytime you come into the center for any type of service, it could be optometry. When the person pulls up your medical record, it will show bright yellow across the record if you're overdue for something. I took my wife to urgent care a few months ago for a migraine, and not the time for them to bring this up, but they, and they said that too. They were very sensitive to it, but they said, you know, you're overdue for a mammogram, and before you leave tonight, we'd like to get you scheduled for it. And that's a perfect. And I saw the big yellow thing across the thing. I'm like,
it was coming up.
It was coming. So I mean, that's, think about the proactive approach that they take there on the inreach, and then the outreach is. And I'll actually, I shouldn't be talking about this. You should talk about this.
For a variety of things, we through KP.org, where people have given their electronic, we're given their email addresses. Or through send securely. Believe me, we don't send it to a work address. And with the big thing, you know, you're due for your colorectal screening. It's a secure message.
With a sense of humor, yes.
It's a secure message. You sign into our system, and then you know you have a message, and it's coming from your doctors. Our doctors are doing regular outreach. There are things we want you all to. We want our members. Our members, who we want to treat like our families. And that's how we always say, you know, when we talk about interviewing new doctors, is this someone you would want your family to receive their care from?
A good doc, if you would wait till after the break. We'll pick up where I'm sorry I cut off, but Andrew says it's time for a break.
The responsibilities of balancing a federal career and family life can be overwhelming. How can you assure your family will live well amidst life's transitions? WEPA, a nonprofit association serving the needs of federal civilian employees since 1943, in partnership with NITP, the national leader in federal benefits, financial literacy, and pre-retirement training, provides answers to your personal planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit, Mondays, 10.05 a.m., for ideas that could change your future. WEPA members can now access frequently asked questions on key financial and retirement planning topics at waepa.org. Is your life on track? WEPA members also receive Fed checks, educational checklists for every stage of life and career. Visit WEPA today at waepa.org. WEPA is a proud sponsor of For Your Benefit, presented by NITP, Mondays 10.05 to 11 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m.
Welcome back. Thanks for the good folks at WEPA for those informational spots. And we're joining the folks from Kaiser Permanente, John Patrick, and Dr. Michael Horberg, and Tammy Flanagan of NITP, and me, Bob Lyons from NITP. Now, come back. Do you mind if I call you Michael?
Oh, please. Okay. I would insist.
Okay. So I'm sorry, but we got cut off right before the break.
All I was going to embellish on a little bit was to say that, you know, the point is we really want you to be as healthy as possible. So we want to take a proactive approach. That's why we want our patients to come in and see their doctors on a regular basis. Get the appropriate screenings they need, whether it be Pap smears for women, whether it be the breast cancer screening, again, that we're number one in the nation at, colorectal cancer screening that we're number one in the nation at, receiving the right immunizations that we're number for your children, which we're number one in the nation at. These are the things that we know keep you healthy. And keeping people healthy is really our mission. We're a mission-driven, I can't say that enough, a mission-driven organization.
Okay, we have some mission-driven emailers already.
And fabulous.
We have another email. Does a federal retiree under Kaiser need to sign up for Medicare Part D?
The prescription plan?
Yeah, no, not under Kaiser Permanente, because under Kaiser Permanente, as a retiree, you keep your federal employee health benefit plan, which already has pharmacy in it, and Part D is for your prescription drugs. So you would not need to sign up for a Part D program because it would already be part of your plan.
Okay, great. Good question. Great answer. Excuse me.
We had Walt Francis on a few weeks ago who writes the Checkbooks Guide to Federal Health Plans, and I was just looking through it, and it looks like he also ranks Kaiser very highly rated among the plans that are available, especially in the Washington area, because we have a high concentration of employees here, so that's always good to know. But I know your own statistics on quality service are also evidence of a good quality plan and customer satisfaction.
Yeah, I'm pleased to see that we ranked highly again with Walt. I think this is probably our fourth or longer year of ranking at the top, and that really is about the finance side of it. So what that means is that our plan is got the best rate and the best value for that rate. So you've got great rates and low copays. And we appreciate that, and we work hard to do that. For the last 5 years, we've tried to make very few changes that would take away from federal employees. So, in other words, what plans call cost sharing. Mm-hmm. We've tried not to raise copays on most services. In fact, this year's benefit changes were only enhancements to the plan.
That's nice to hear.
And our rates, we've been trying very hard for the last 5 years to keep our rate increases low.
This one went down a little bit.
That's exactly right. We appreciate the fact that and understand the fact that federal employees have not had salary increases for the last few years. So we try to do our best for our members and keep that rate down. And you're right, one of the rates actually went down while the other rates all went up a dollar or two.
Are federal employees fortunate in this way? Because I know you offer Kaiser outside of the federal employee, And that same wouldn't be true necessarily for other outside plans?
On the commercial side, employers drive a lot of those decisions more so than we do because right. Their contributions, their plans to choose for the employees. So it's really not.
Mm-hmm. Is Kaiser part of the affordable health care program?
We are. Yeah. We are in the exchanges. Yep. We're in all three exchanges in Maryland, D.C. and Virginia. And we have some very attractive plans there as well for individuals and for small group employers. So, and I highly recommend looking at those. But so we've worked hard at trying to keep our rates down, trying to keep the cost sharing to be consistent. But one of the things that when you shop for healthcare, price is really important. And I appreciate that. You need to look at your premiums. One of the things that Walt and I agree on often is that people don't shop enough. You know, OPM did a survey. It said 70% of federal employees do not shop for their health care, and only 30% shop and less than 10% change.
That's true.
There is over a $10,000 difference between the highest and lowest cost plan for a family premium in FEHBP.
Yeah, you can more than make up for the fact you're not getting much of a pay raise by picking a different health plan that's more cost effective for your family.
100% correct.
Yeah.
I couldn't stress it enough. So our standard option family plan literally costs $10,000 less than the most expensive family plan in FEHBP.
And that's $10,000 after tax.
You wouldn't even hit that with your catastrophic limit.
Yeah, there's Bob. Of course. So, I can't stress how important it is. Don't be complacent about your health care. Mm-hmm. Do your research. And that's just one piece of it, okay? So that's the finance side of it. And let's talk about the quality side of it, because I just said we have one of the lowest cost plans available to federal employees. That doesn't mean it has to be low in quality. It's actually one of the highest quality plans available to federal employees. There's an organization called NCQA, the National Committee for Quality Assurance. They measure quality of health plans over the 500 plus health plans across the nation. And they do it through these scores that Michael was talking about earlier, these HEDIS scores. So mammographies, they measure how many women in that health plan have had their screenings. Mm-hmm. How many children have had their, what percentage of the children in their health plan have had their immunizations? And based on those results, they add those scores up and then give the plans a score. And we're very proud to say Kaiser Permanente in the Mid-Atlantic States was ranked 13th in the nation in quality and number one here in Mid-Atlantic. So, and I'll let Michael spend a little bit more time on the details of that, because there's some really exciting and good information there.
Thank you. I don't think I could do much better than that. except that we really are significantly greater. And once you include quality and include other things like access, getting your physicians, the other aspects of clinical care, again, we are number 13th nationally. The next highest commercially available plan in the Mid-Atlantic area with over 100,000 members is 124th. So we're really higher, but this is not just screening stuff. This is also comprehensive diabetes care, blood pressure control, weight management, cholesterol management for patients with cardiovascular conditions, and all these things. We are ranked in the top 10 of those 500 plans nationally, out of the 48 measures of NCQA, and again they run the gamut. We're the highest in the area in 27 of them. And in fact, that's actually even a skewed number, because if you take out the much smaller plans, it's significantly more. When we talk about value to the patient, we're not just talking about just the dollars and cents. We really are talking about the quality of the care, plus getting in to see your physician, because, we could give great care, but if you can't get in to see your physician, what's the point? And getting in to see your physician in a timely manner, not 2 or 3 weeks.
All right, you got another emailer, and I think you got somebody on the edge here, somebody that's not in Kaiser. And the question is, with regards to the doctors within Kaiser, one, how do you find them? What's your rating points when you're interviewing the doc? I think the question is saying, if I switch to Kaiser, I know I'm going to Dr. X and Y, depending on, but when I go to Kaiser, there's going to be other doctors in there. How can I feel good about that?
I think first off, on our websites, we have all the bios for the physicians, where they were trained, what their practice style is, where they are located, to make sure that's convenient for you. We do have member outreach services, member services. They will reach out to you once you're a new member, and also to figure out what's the right doctor for you. Some people want a female doctor. Some people want a doctor that was trained East Coast, West Coast, went to your alma mater. It's very interesting. I'm always interested how people pick their doctor. There is no science to it. I'm a scientist. I run our research department. But it's very important that you have that comfort, that relationship, so that good care can be delivered.
Right. There's a lot of trust involved when you're choosing a physician.
There is. And to add to that as well, if for some reason you don't like that physician, you can change.
Yeah.
You can always change your physician at any time. Mm. I'm going to add on to that person's email as well, because we often hear, you know, if we have a physician in Kaiser Permanente, can I still go see the specialist outside of Kaiser Permanente? And in many cases, the answer is no, and there's a really good reason for that. All of our physicians are connected through that electronic medical record. So in a scenario today outside of Kaiser Permanente that Tammy was using, a doctor wanted her to get an MRI. So she went and scheduled that MRI. Let's just say it happened. and now she's gone back to that doctor. And that doctor wants her to see an orthopedic specialist. And now she's gone, had to go find an orthopedic specialist and schedule that appointment and go see that person. And that orthopedic specialist is, good news, Tammy, it's nothing's broken. You need to go to a physical therapist, right? Well, in all likelihood, and in many cases, her primary care physician does not even know that she's seeing
another type of doctor.
Yeah,
right?
getting physical therapy, sorry. Mm-hmm. And because it's disjointed, it's not connected. And it's one of the things that's really wrong with our healthcare system today. And it's one of the things that's really different about Kaiser Permanente. We want you to go see our specialists, because our specialist works with your primary care physician on your care. They coordinate it together. So if you're seeing a physical therapist now, your primary care specialist and your primary care physician, your specialist, and your physical therapist are all working collectively on your care together. So it's all being coordinated together. And if something's not working right, they're going to reevaluate, reassess, and go a different direction for a different type of treatment plan. But that's the power of the connectivity of our system, is that all the doctors are connected together.
And this also the issue of access. So if you go see your primary care physician, you need the MRI, we go ahead and immediately schedule it, usually within the next 3 or 4 days, if not sooner. Then if you need to see the orthopedist, the primary care physician can go ahead and automatically schedule that while you're on the phone with them, for example, giving you the results of the MRI. And that's usually 40% same day, next day. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we can also move this up, this process. You go outside, you know, the wait times that I hear for specialty visits, it really is a little disconcerting to me from how you can't deliver quality care if you're not in the moment.
My friend had a back injury, and then she called the specialist, and they said, we can get you in here in 3 weeks. She's like, I can't walk.
Yeah,
and so they told her to go to the emergency room. That's the only thing they could suggest.
That is the national average to see a specialist is 27 days.
Yeah.
The average to see a Kaiser Permanente specialist is 7 days. I know. We say same day, next day, and that is 40% of the time you see a specialist. But on average, it's 7%. And sometimes our members actually skew that average on us because they can't be available same day or next day.
Right.
Wow. I'm getting an education here. So let me go back to, if you go out of network, I'm just This is not an email. This is me. And I just really like this one doc, and I really want to go to the doc. Other than that, I'm happy with all the other docs that I'm going to meet at Kaiser. I can't go see the other one, right?
That is correct.
Okay. We have less than 2 minutes. So you all want to wrap it up? General comments, final comments?
Well, there are 30 probably plus choices for federal employees in the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program. You could be a federal employee for 30 years and have a different plan
every year. That's right.
That's a unique opportunity for anybody. That is not the norm of commercial healthcare. So, you know, shop. Take the time to shop this year and consider the buying criteria. To get your best value, you want to consider quality, you want to consider price, you want to consider service, and you want to consider access. And I really think Kaiser Permanente could be a good fit for many of you. So please look at us this year. And if you have any questions, you can go to kp.org/feds.
Okay, Michael, 10 seconds.
I think we deliver great care. We'd love to care for you.
Wow, nice. Tammy?
Just if you're looking to compare plans, go to opm.gov/insure, where you will find Kaiser along with those 30 other choices and stack them up.
Okay. Thanks for being here, gentlemen, Tammy, me, Andrew, and we'll be back next week with the Tammy and Bob wrap-up show.
Thanks for having us.
All right. One week left.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP and sponsored by WAPA. Please tune in next Monday at 10 a.m. for a topic solely devoted to you, the federal employee. This show can also be heard on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search For Your Benefit. Thanks for listening.